Good morning and welcome to the Friday 8 o'clock block. I'm Spencer Rivers on 94.9 WSJM, and this is Boss Services with Jeff and Jerry Street, raising the standard for heating, cooling, plumbing, bath solutions. If you want to upgrade your bathroom and windows, and what am I missing? Did I miss anything?
I think you got it all.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Now, before we went on the air, I briefly shared a story with you, which will lead into what we're going to talk about. Around 11 o'clock last night, right across from my house, someone got lost control of their pickup truck and knocked out the power pole and broken half. So I didn't have any electricity. Luckily, I have a gas stove, which heated the house. So what we wanted to talk about this morning is these kind of unexpected situations. Power outages this time of year can be dangerous. I mean, you're talking about if it's a very cold out like it has been, and you're could be thinking about busted pipes and water running all over the place and food possibly ruining in the refrigerator and stuff like that. So people who haven't thought about getting a generator because maybe they don't have a lot of power outages, this might be a time to think about that this time of year.
Yeah, I mean, generators, it's the ultimate sense of security. To not lose power. Electricity is probably the thing we take the most for granted, would you say?
I would think so, considering the furnace doesn't work when there's no electricity. And luckily, I have a gas stove, which is electronically fired. So I had to find a matchbox and light the burners manually to heat up the house. But that didn't help in the basement. Luckily, I didn't have any busted pipes. But that could happen over an extended period of time. Like I&M was out right away and had it fixed in a couple hours. But in some situations, like a major storm or something like that, you might not see anybody for days.
Yeah. You know, we talked about redundancy in heating when we're talking about HVAC all the time. But again, the ultimate sense of security is having that whole home generator, not just for the heat, but like what you mentioned, for the comfort of your house. It's livable. You're saving all of your food, your freezers and everything, and you're really not missing a beat. And we're pretty excited. Of course, we offer generators installed, and they're the Honeywell brand generators with a full 10-year parts and labor warranty, just like everything else that we sell. But on top of that, we're now able to put it on our Freedom plan. So we're super excited about that.
The other thing we wanted to mention is safety, because there's been quite a few deaths over the past couple of years about people using the portable generators and leaving them in the garage or leaving them too close to the window in the summertime. And people have died or gotten extremely ill. Now, what you're talking about is basically a hands-off system. It's automatic. You don't have to do really anything. It comes on when the power is cut off, and then when the power comes back on, it shuts off.
You know, it's my favorite kind of appliance. You don't have to do anything.
Oh, I wish my dishwasher was like that. Load is self-loading.
Yeah, when it senses that power loss, the transfer switch kicks over, the generator starts up. And we've actually had reports of some of our clients that lost power and they didn't even see the lights flash that it switched so fast. They didn't even know they were on backup power. So it's okay.
All right, Jerry, maybe you can explain some of the not too technical stuff. How is that automatic and how is that wired into the house?
Yeah, so there's a transfer switch. So basically the power coming from the pole goes into a transfer switch, and we're either feeding the house or we're feeding it through the generator. And that transfer switch has a sensor that senses power from the pole. And as soon as that power is gone, it triggers that transfer over to the generator and it starts up just like that.
So the homeowner doesn't have to do anything.
Literally nothing. And like everything else, it's all hooked to Wi-Fi these days. So You can get an alert when it's running. You can get an alert if there's an error code. You can get an alert if maybe your battery is going low outside. It's pretty incredible.
So that could be handy if you're not home when the power goes out.
Absolutely. So you're always going to be informed. That's exactly right.
Is that a big install, or it is? What exactly is involved in the install?
Well, I'll tell you, it's the heaviest thing we install. They're heavy. It's, you know, there's a few factors. Okay. We're tying it into the main power supply of your house. So there's some conditions there that we're looking for. And then of course, this is hooking to your natural gas or propane gas line. So there's some considerations there. So like anything, it's a custom install, you know, we typically get them done in about a half a day. But again, it's custom. So there's some factors that we're looking for while we're out.
So does it sit on like a concrete pad?
Exactly. Yes, sir.
Okay. And it's, I imagine you keep it away from any windows for exhaust.
Yeah. So the exhaust blows away from the house and it's very low profile. So you're pretty safe in any location.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's really something to think about, whether it's winter time like it is now or the summer when it's hotter than you know what out, you can keep your air conditioning running.
Yep, exactly. You know, a lot of the questions I ask when I come in to evaluate someone's home is, what kind of neighbor do you want to be? Do you want to be the neighbor that has a couple of lights on and your freezers are okay? Or do you want to be like me and run every appliance in your home? We can do as little or as much as you like.
Well, speaking of wintertime, let's switch gears here and talk about windows. Now, this might be the time of year that, you know, I feel that breeze is coming in. Boy, is that cold. Where is that coming from? And that could be a window that was put in 1950 or something like that. And you guys take care of windows, too.
Yeah, our best advice right now is pretty much probably leave them closed.
Yeah. You're going to want to keep them closed if possible. Yep.
So you can, if someone has an older home like I do, you can, let's see, what's the right, retrofit the old style of windows, or you can put a new style of window in, anything, right?
Yeah, our windows are custom made for your home. So it doesn't matter. You know, like it's not, every home is not a one size fits all, especially when you get into the older homes, where they, you know, made sizes that they just don't make anymore. So yeah, everything is custom made for your home, all of our windows, and they're made right here in Grand Rapids. So yeah, now's the time. If you're looking at getting some windows done, upgrading, your old inefficient windows, in the spring, now's the time to get the ball rolling on that, because they are custom made. They need to be, you know, there's some manufacturing time in there.
Okay. So what's the process on that? First, I imagine you pick up the phone and call Boss.
Yep. Yeah. Same as everything else that we do, phone, emails, website, all that, you know, however you want to contact us, to get the Comfort Advisor out to start, discussing options. Yeah.
So that involves a tape measure and exact measurements and things like that that they have to get.
Yeah, it's all the window options and going through what exactly you're looking for to best meet your comfort level, security level, and budget. And then from there, it's measuring and getting everything ordered.
So not just looking better, there could be some energy saving there too.
Yeah, there's some significant savings most of the time. My windows, for instance, were from 55, old wood double hung windows. And we saw about a 40% savings on our energy bills when we did our windows.
40%. Wow, that's great.
And not just that. Here's something that actually that I didn't think about when we did ours. The reduction in road noise, because you are better insulated. So it just makes a quieter house also. It's one of the best upgrades I've ever done.
So what about the types of materials that are available for windows?
Well, they're still making them out of wood, if you'd like, if you like painting and staining.
If you like higher maintenance windows, yeah, you can get wood.
Most of them are made out of vinyl these days, and every manufacturer has a different mix, composite mix of what they like to make. Our windows, what I like about our windows is just what Jeff kind of touched on. They're made in Michigan for our climate. So it is a special process to where, even though we're super insulated, we let more sun, solar gain through our windows on purpose to have that sun help heat the house in the wintertime. So it's a really specialized product for the northern climate.
Sounds great. Well, we're talking about generators and windows. And of course, the other things that Boss Services takes care of with plumbing, and hopefully no one needs plumbing because they didn't have heat. Like I didn't. I checked the basement, no broken pipes, nothing. So I was pretty happy about that because that was a big concern. Go ahead.
We've had a lot of freeze ups. The last few weeks, it's been in the teens. It's been in single digits at night. And we've been seeing a lot of freeze ups. So be really conscious of that.
Okay. If someone calls and has a broken pipe or a frozen pipe, what is the best way to get a hold of you guys? What's the phone number there?
269-468-6682. We'll get somebody on the phone 24 hours a day. And then you can also, drop some requests on our website, thebossservices.com. You fill out a contact form, somebody will call you back.
Just give them a call or go to their website. Thank you very much, gentlemen. I appreciate all the good info, and it made a lot of sense to me, and I'll do some thinking.
All right. Thanks, Spencer.
All righty.